AccuWeather forecast, mainly cloudy today. We'll have a high near 23. There was a fatal accident in Racine County early this morning. The operator of a speeding pickup truck killed near a curve for Highway G at 43rd Drive in the town of Raymond. The victim, identified as 31-year-old county resident Stephen Stitch. A news release from the Sheriff's Department says that a witness called 911 said the vehicle ended up in a field after having knocked down a utility pole, rolling over and putting a wire onto the roadway. Raymond Fire Rescue personnel were responding, but a sheriff's deputy got to the scene first, said the driver had been ejected, the man very critical. Flight for Life initially put on standby, but later canceled, and then the medical examiner requested. A reconstruction team coming in from the State Patrol for that investigation. The victim was not in a seatbelt, the vehicle doing close to 90 miles per hour, according to a news release. It was also undetermined if alcohol was a factor. The involvement of S.C. Johnson and its top executive played a significant role in helping the Racine Salvation Army's Red Kettle Drive to reach its goal in the recent holiday season. The story a little bit different in Kenosha, however. Racine's Major Ken Nikolai says that an anonymous donation, the match donations also from SCJ and Fisk Johnson, big help to the campaign. It ended with just over $301,000, about $11,000 beyond the goal. The 2016 Red Kettle campaign in Kenosha, though, came up $36,000 short, the goal $126,000. A year earlier, the Kenosha campaign had raised about $100,000. Officials now looking there at what can be done differently the next time. More than 15,000 Racine County residents do not have a high school diploma. Economic development officials looking to reduce the skill shortage by cutting that number. A new initiative rolled out this week at Veterans Terrace in Burlington and at the Wingspread Conference Center in Wind Point. Racine County Human Services Director Hope Otto says the initiative stems from a lot of brainstorming.
What we concluded was that the most pressing and tangible problem is that 15,000 people in our county without high school diplomas or equivalency degrees. And we felt that until we address this, we can't effectively move forward with the soft skill development and post-secondary education and training that employers have told us that they so desperately need.
Cindine Jennings, Gateway's Dean of Developmental Education, says even people with jobs find it hard to advance without a high school diploma.
We deal with students here at Gateway that run the gamut. We have individuals with us that are studying right now that are currently employed, but in order for them to move into the next level, they need that high school credential. So that is really a barrier to a lot of our residents. And so with this initiative right there, the hope is that we're able to remove that barrier for many individuals.
The new Racine County GED initiative patterned after one successfully launched several years ago in Rockford, Illinois. Republican State Representative Samantha Kirkman of Randall in Kenosha County asking the public to offer their opinions on taxes, which ones to maybe reduce, which ones to eliminate altogether, as the issue gets discussed in the new legislative session. Kirkman, who's on the Assembly Ways and Means Committee, going to be part of a series of briefings around the state, including on the tax policy. She's put the question onto her Facebook page ahead of those meetings to get some insight. So far, the state income tax has been leading the list. The City of Racine's Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department and the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center will have their 40th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration tomorrow afternoon beginning at 3 o'clock. It's titled, Now is the Time, It's Free, It's Open to the Public. 2017 Civil Service Awards going to be presented to Wallace Booker and Cynthia Barker. The keynote speaker to be the Reverend Linnell Jackson of Faith Church of God. In Racine, the historic Mound Cemetery is on West Boulevard between Kinsey Avenue and 12th Street, and it could be getting a new sign at some point in the future. 4:30 Monday afternoon, the agenda for the Board of Cemetery Commissioners, who are meeting in Room 130 of the City Hall Annex. That agenda includes a proposed sign for Mound Cemetery. It would be one-sided, non-illuminated, and according to the design listed from Michael Signs, it would have aluminum letters on aluminum grillwork. And a continuing growing trend from most of 2016, Milwaukee County's Mitchell International Airport serving 3.9% more passengers in November versus a year earlier, making it a total of 6.24 million passengers for that 11-month period, a 3.3% increase over 2015. The recent announcement that New Glarus Brewing is going to use a Burlington company for all of its bottling needs, a huge boost for the company and the community, according to Mayor Jeannie Hefty.
They are right now making 2 million bottles a day for other companies, and this contract now will be going up to 42 million a year. Even an employee contacted me after he had seen me there that they are so excited, and he said it's exciting because we're making the bottles. The beer is in Nuglaris, and it's all in Wisconsin.
On WRJN's Community Conversation, Mayor Hefty said there's no conflict for her when it comes to Sunday's playoff game between the Packers and Tony Romo's Dallas Cowboys.
Any other game, we're rooting for Tony, not this one. Every time Tony comes to town, I really appreciate him being involved with the kids and everything, but I'm a true Packer fan, so I have to go with my alliance right now.
Mayor Hefty's first term back in office after a 16-year absence, by the way, is up in the spring of next year. She's already announced re-election plans. Monday's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday will not affect garbage and recycling pickup in the city of Kenosha. However, the concrete and brick drop-off site at the street division, that will be closed on Monday. Kenosha's municipal office building will be closed as well on Monday. The city council meeting, normally supposed to go on Monday, has been moved to Wednesday of next week. The Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative Conference is underway this weekend in Montreal. Racine Mayor John Dickert, who's on the board of directors, is attending just the one day's worth of meetings, and then he's coming right back. The mayor says, aside from the Waukesha water diversion case and the microbeads, the conversation's probably going to include leadership changes in both the U.S. and Canada.
Obviously, we've got President-elect Trump coming up, and we're not sure yet of how he's going to be dealing with the Great Lakes or in what way. And then they have a new Prime Minister, Premier Trudeau, who is very, very supportive of the Great Lakes. And in many ways, the Canadians are way ahead of us on Great Lakes protection.
Aside from Mayor Dickert, another member of the group from Wisconsin's Mayor Tom Barrett of Milwaukee. We're seeing Unified School District officials still dissecting results of a recent survey about the middle schools, which included the ability to see and to rate the comments of others. Thought Exchange received over 1,400 responses. District Communications Director Stacy Tapp telling the Board of Education this week about the star rating of comments as well as what's called a passion rating.
You'll see they might have gotten more stars overall, but in general, when people saw that thought, they really felt passionately about it, and maybe the people who did star it gave it 5 stars on average. Does that make sense? So it tells you it's kind of a unique rating that Thought Exchange uses.
Among the survey priorities, respondents want a safe learning environment, the so-called school climate, teacher resources, program offerings, extracurriculars among the thoughts for improving the middle schools. The entire survey and its results on the Racine Unified website. Wisconsin's second Fresh Thyme Farmers Market is going to be opening soon in Kenosha. The Chicago-based retailer to open that store the morning of January 25th with a free bag of groceries going to the first 250 shoppers in line. Fresh Thyme is working to also open 4 other stores in Wisconsin in Brookfield, Green Bay, Greenfield, and Menominee Falls. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.